If you could just tell me your name.
Well, I'm George
Kelly. And you live in Gilmington, is that right?
Well, I was born and raised here. I spent my working life in Massachusetts. And after I retired, I came back to our family farm at Kelly's Corner.
Yeah.
And we lived there for 15 years. Then we moved over to Concord.
Great. Well, that sounds wonderful. When did you, were you born in Gilmington? Or?
Yes, I was born at the farm.
Great. What year was that?
1920.
Okay. And did you go to school? Where did you go to school around here?
Well, down in Lower Gilmington, we have the Kelly's Corner School, which is still there.
Wow. Okay. What are your favorite memories about going to school there?
Well, looking back at that, why I think most of my memories about school that there was the fun we had in recess time.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus answer. What sort of activities did you participate during recess?
Well, of course, in the warmer months, why we went outside and played games, but in the winter time, there was a pond right down nearby which froze, and we could take time out to go and skate.
That's great.
Slide on the hill.
What were your favorite studies in school back then?
Well, that I don't really recall. I know I liked math, but at that point, math wasn't hard.
Yeah.
You know, but I still recall the old one-room school.
Yeah, what was that like?
But, well, it's fun, really, because you know what's going on. And if you don't catch it the first time by, you can pick it up the second time.
And do you remember any classmates from school?
Well, I didn't have many classmates as such. I mean, but there was a whole bunch of kids from the area. And, there aren't too many of them left. No, but as we meet, we have fun going back also.
Can you tell me some of your earlier memories of Old Home Day?
Well, my fondest memories of Old Home Day is the fact that my father was one that he, along with one or two other men, and right now I don't recall who they were, but they used to run the food tent. And it was an actual tent.
Oh, cool.
And part of the job in the morning of Old Home Day was to go with our dad up to the Conier and pick up the ice cream and the tonic and bring that back.
So do you remember any people from who are here today that that you remember from back then?
People who are here now, for example, Mary Moss is here. My brother Don is here. Let's see. Whether Bob Potter was old enough at that time to have taken part. I don't recall.
Okay. What do you think has changed about Old Home Day since your earlier days to now?
Well, it's hard to say, actually, although I know that the way things are handled have changed. Now, of course, they do all the cooking and cleaning up in that shack, which somehow I don't recall if that was there at the time, because I remember that my mother used to help with the dishwashing. And that was done outside.
So, yeah, I imagine there was real dishes back then, and it wasn't all paper plates and everything.
Right. It was.
What are some of the similarities today that there were back then?
Well, of course, there's always the folks coming back, which actually is what Old Home Day is about, having people come back and greet
reuniting.
Each other.
So you are part of the Historical Society, right? Can you tell me what you do with the Historical Society?
Well, right now I'm what they call a director emeritus. which means I have the title and I don't have to work.
So. Well, that's fun. It must be great. What are you doing here today? I saw your tent out there, your booth.
Well, it's something I've been doing for two or three years now, since I helped to co-author a book, and we've been selling books, and as time goes on, we have added to these, and so we always have a new book that we can sell.
What's the book?
Well, the newest one is one by by Betty Arms, which is called the Dear Old Lake, and it's about her growing up and living over at Crystal Lake.
Which one was the one that you co-authored?
Well, the first one we did is called Landmarks, and we picked out some 12 spots here in town to write a small amount about.
What are some of these spots, these landmarks?
Well, one of the first ones is Kelly Corner School.
What do you talk about in the book about that?
Well, mainly the fact it was one of the first ones in town. And I think that it was a town meeting back in 1788 or something like that that said that authorized the town to build six schools.
What were town meetings like back then?
Well, actually, town meetings haven't changed an awful lot. They're still a gathering of people, and they have their say.
Sure. Great. Can you tell me of any other memories that you have of maybe Old Home Day or growing up with your family?
Well, of course, being on a farm, one of the things that farm folks always do is taking part in the chores
yeah.
and the farm work. But I think probably some of my I'll say fondest memories are in the winter time, because back then the roads were not sanded and they were plowed, but the cars, of course, when they went out on the roads, you had to have chains on or you weren't moving much. And so that the roads always had two nice icy tracks. And so us kids would take our sleds. And it was, well, we have hills down where we are, and it was wonderful sliding.
That's great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Who were you friends with? Who are some of your friends that you remember when you were a child?
Well, of course, I had five brothers and sisters, which helped. But there were others around town that, well, in the area that we were going to school with, and of course, we knew them.
All right. Any other thoughts or memories that you'd like to share?
Well, I think the only thing, well, one of the remarkable things, as I look back, as I know now, nobody at that time was particularly rich. And it was a time when the people in the community tended to help each other. And it's sad to say, I don't find that these days. People tend to have their own house and they live their own lives and to heck with everybody
else. Yeah, more isolated. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it must have been nice back then.
Well,
that's great. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today.
Well, I'm happy to
have
the chance. Thanks, man.